Well, today in Washington, House Speaker John Boehner spoke about House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's surprise defeat in that Virginia primary earlier this week. He said he won't take sides on who will replace Cantor as Majority Leader, and it's unclear, he says, why Cantor lost the primary.
Every election is different. And I went through a primary process myself. And you have to understand, the American people are being squeezed by Obama's policies. The economy's not growing. Incomes aren't growing. We're not creating enough jobs. And so there's a lot of frustration that's out there. And they look to Washington and wonder why we can't resolve these issues.
Boehner is calling on Republicans to be united ahead of the elections this fall. There are fears in the party that Cantor's loss could set off a new wave of feuding that may mean trouble for the presidential race in 2016 and the midterms this November. Which brings us to this week's District Profile. Each week, we're looking at a congressional race somewhere in the country. And this week, we turn to Georgia's 12th district, where Republican Rick Allen is trying to unseat incumbent Democrat John Barrow. Joining us now is Adam Ragusea, Macon Bureau Chief for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Adam, welcome.
Thanks for having me on your show, Jeremy.
Well, when I look at this district on a map, I see that it comes close to Atlanta, but not quite. It comes close to Savannah, but not quite. What should we know about it?
Well, do you like Vidalia onions?
I do.
This is Vidalia country.
Aha.
This is an agricultural area that lacks the sulfur compounds that make inferior onions so hot and pungent. A lot of farms, a lot of rural areas. You got East Dublin, Georgia here, which has the redneck games every summer where you can see people compete in the seed spit and the toilet seat throw, among other things. It's been represented by a Democrat, John Barrow, since 2004, but the Republican state legislature has done everything they can to force him out. First, they removed his hometown of Athens, Georgia, from the district. That's a left-leaning college town, of course. He had to move to Savannah on the coast. Then, after the 2010 census, they pulled Savannah, a bigger city, out of the district, and he had to move again up to Augusta. They've got John Barrow chasing his own district all around Georgia, trying to gerrymander him out of the job, and they ain't done it yet.
Well, and aside from having to move around the state, what has he done for the district over all these terms?
Well, he's been the person that they want him to be. And to illustrate this, Jeremy, let's play a game called Spot the Democrat. You ready?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to play you clips from two campaign ads, one from the Democrat in this race and one from his Republican challenger. You have to spot the Democrat. Here comes clip one.
Building a construction business wasn't easy, and rebuilding our economy won't be either. But with strong faith and common sense, we can do it.
Okay, here's door number two.
I approve this message because these are my guns now, and ain't nobody going to take them away.
All right, Jeremy, spot the Democrat.
Well, I would have said that it's the first one, but now I think you're trying to trick me, so maybe it's the second one.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay,
well done.
Good.
The man cocking his shotgun is the Democratic congressman from the Georgia 12th District. He describes himself as a raving moderate. He voted against the Affordable Care Act. I actually went looking for you for some video evidence of Barrow saying anything that sounded like a Democratic Party position, and I thought I found it. He got up to give a floor speech last fall during the government shutdown, which, of course, Americans overwhelmingly blamed on Republicans, and here it is.
Studies have shown that the West will cost the Georgia economy approximately $107 million. Meanwhile, reports circulated this week that President Obama's upcoming trip to Africa will cost the taxpayers nearly $100 million.
You see what he did there? He turned this floor speech about how Republican leaders in Congress had participated in shutting down the government into a speech about how the president from his own party spends too much on airfare.
Okay, so he is running away from the Democratic Party, it sounds like, but still running as a Democrat. His opponent, Rick Allen, as we heard there in that ad, owns a construction company. What else should we know about him?
Well, he was the runner-up in the Republican primary 2 years ago. They ended up nominating a guy named Lee Anderson, a farmer who really should have creamed Barrow in 2012. District 12 went Romney by 11% in 2012. But no, Anderson kind of just barely showed up to his campaign and sort of fell down on the job. I think that this district is a place where Republicans could snatch defeat from the jaws of victory once again just by fighting amongst themselves in the primary stage. Rick Allen, who you mentioned, a contractor from Augusta, was in a primary fight with a Tea Party guy and some other folks. That probably set him back a bit. He's raised surprisingly little money. He is independently wealthy, however, so that could help him. But he amazingly has what looks like an uphill climb against the person who should be an incredibly vulnerable incumbent, John Barrow.
Well, what are the polls saying about which way this might go?
Well, there's no public polling yet, but the odds makers, the Larry Sabatos of the world, are favoring Barrow, the Democrat, to win by just a couple of points. And they might be right, because you do have a couple of statewide races in Georgia this year that could mobilize Democratic turnout. You've got Michelle Nunn, the daughter of the former Democratic Senator Sam Nunn, running for her dad's old seat. You got Jimmy Carter's grandson, Jason, making a credible run for governor. So it's not a normal midterm election in Georgia this year. So it's really hard to say what's going to happen. But, I mean, Jeremy, even if John Barrow lives to fight another day, he's going to be an endangered species. This is the last white congressional Democrat from the Deep South we're talking about. And whether he wins or loses, I think this district is a place where gerrymandering has done all it can do.
Adam Ragusea is Macon Bureau Chief for Georgia Public Broadcasting, speaking with us about the 12th congressional district in the state of Georgia. Adam, thanks so much.
You got it.
And if you'd like us to profile the race going on in your congressional district, you can go to our website, hereandnow.org, and send us a note. We're going to be doing one of these each week between now and November. Again, hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.